From Tidbits on February 22nd, 2016. This is Apple issues new iOS 9.2.1 to fix Error 53 by Josh Centers. We've been following the saga of Error 53, the mysterious error message that's been rendering iOS devices unusable. Last week, Error 53 was traced to mismatches between the Touch ID sensor and the secure Enclave coprocessor caused by repairs performed by technicians not authorized by Apple. Thankfully, Apple has now issued a fix for affected users. In a statement to TechCrunch, Apple explained itself. We apologize for any inconvenience. This was designed to be a factory test and was not intended to affect customers. Customers who paid for an out-of-warranty replacement of their device based on this issue should contact AppleCare about a reimbursement. To address the problem, Apple has issued a new version of iOS 9.2.1 specifically for those with this issue. Unless you force a restore in iOS, you will not receive this update, nor do you need it. If you're seeing Error 53, try restoring your device via iTunes by connecting it to your computer with a USB to Lightning cable, opening iTunes, clicking the iPhone button, and then clicking Restore iPhone. Check Software Update to be sure you have the latest version of iTunes before restoring. If you see an error message when you try to restore your device, a new Apple support article recommends performing a forced restart on the iOS device by pressing and holding the Sleep, Wake, and Home buttons until you see the Apple logo. After that, try restoring with iTunes again. While this fix will make an Error 53 afflicted device operable again, Touch ID will not function, as it shouldn't, given that its pairing with the secure Enclave has been compromised. If you saw Error 53 after Apple or an Apple-authorized service provider repaired your device, contact Apple support for a free repair or replacement. However, if your device was repaired outside of official Apple channels, you'll have to pay Apple the out-of-warranty repair price to restore Touch ID, which should run between $109 and $149. We hope this fix makes its way into the upcoming iOS 9.3 as well, so users who have had their screens or home buttons repaired by independent technicians will be able to update in the future without worrying about Error 53. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.